views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get fired up for Spirit Fire Radio, your guide to practical mindfulness and meditation. Join hosts Tim Darter and Steve Kramer and discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day. Watch yourself connecting in a whole new way and find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio. Now here's your hosts, Tim Darter and Steve Kramer.
Hi, welcome to Spirit Fire Radio. I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
And today we have on Matt O'Grady, who's returning to the show, and we're going to talk about Law of Attraction.
And that is one of our favorite subjects, yes. I must say. Tim and I are, we're firm believers in every law, but especially the Law of Attraction. It actually just can do so much for your life. Before we introduce Matt, I want to just tell you a little bit about where we are within the practice. You know, we every week we base the show loosely on, well, not so loosely, but we base it on a step of the practice of Spirit Fire's meditation practice, the practice of living awareness. So it's a 14-step practice. So 14 guests each talking about the ways in which they live their lives, which utilizes a specific tool of the practice. So the 14 weeks are over. We did a great round of meditations. It was really wonderful. Lots of wonderful practitioners, and we're on a little bit of a break. So we're going to start a new round of live online meditations. On June 6th.
Yep.
So in this time, it is really the time for the universe to sort of show you what's going on. What have you created? And so we thought it was an awesome time to talk about the Law of Attraction. So basically, the Law of Attraction says, you know, what you put out there is what you get back. And so if you've been meditating regularly, you've been aligning, you've been tapping into your higher self, your true self, to source, whatever you want to call it, you know, life should be showing you some signs, giving you a little bit of ease and peace in your day. Maybe relationships have a sort of a new bounce to them. They're a little bit more creative and feeling very co-creative. You know, life just seems to sort of show you that you've taken the time to give yourself a bit of goodness, a bit of clarity. And that's basically the Law of Attraction at work. So we had Matt O'Grady was on with a partner of his a few weeks ago, and we uncovered that Matt actually wrote a Law of Attraction workbook. And we got so excited because Tim and I love the Law of Attraction. We've been wanting to talk about it on air for so long that we just asked Matt to please come back and talk to us a bit about his work with the Law of Attraction. So, Tim, you want to tell him a little bit about Matt?
Sure. So, Matt O'Grady is a business, happiness, and success coach. He studied psychology in college at Hofstra University and the digital marketing company Harmony Media. He's the author of the Law of Attraction workbook and the brand new book, Living Gratitude, where he hosts his own podcast show where he teaches his clients how to be happier, more successful, and grateful. So welcome, Matt, back to Spirit Fire Radio.
Thanks for having me, guys. Wonderful to be here.
Yeah, great to hear your voice. We had so much fun talking to you last time. So really, again, thanks for coming back. So first of all, how's the book going? You know, you have a new book launch, Living Gratitude. It's going well?
It's going tremendously. It's just fascinating how this process, I know you guys have been on this journey for a while as well. And once you get in the groove and you're living in a space of awareness, gratitude, and utilizing the Law of Attraction to enjoy your life, it really shifts everything, whether it's technical difficulties in the last moment, whether it's working on your project, you know, no matter whatever it is, you bring a different vibration to the process. So yeah, the book process is going amazing. I recently got news. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the best-selling author, Eben Alexander.
Totally.
He's a medical doctor who quote unquote died and went to the other side and came back and has all these really beautiful stories about it. So I'm going to be on stage with him next November. So that's just, you know, I share that as just kind of saying, yeah, the book launch is going great because I'm getting some great opportunities because of it. So just having a ton of fun with people's responses to the book and You know how it is. You guys have a radio show. You guys have a retreat center. You guys do so much teaching. When people come back and say, you've changed my life, you've helped me so much, there really is, in my opinion, no greater reward than knowing that what we've put effort into, the vibrations we've sent out, the wishes, the dreams that we have are actually vibrating through the planet and helping people as it goes. That just makes me super happy and really inspired.
Yeah, and you know, so much of that is really just your own alignment. As you keep saying the word vibration, which is such a, you know, it's your vibration. The vibration that you put out sort of allows them to entrain, you know, to a vibration of gratitude or appreciation or presence. So, you know, so much of it is really just about, can you maintain that alignment through it all? You know, can you really smile on your face and be grateful and be joyous and curious and all of those things, right?
I couldn't agree more. You know, I think it's so important to remember, you know, today we're going to talk about law of attraction. And that's why I started with kind of the intention of vibration, because I think that's one of the best ways for people to understand it. And really the best way that I really started to get the idea, realizing that everything has a vibration, whether it's a thought or a body or your brain or a relationship, there's a vibration to everything that we experience in life. And getting in alignment with the vibration of what you want to experience changes the whole experience.
Yeah, desire. I mean, really, I have a calendar, you know, when, well, I'm sure we're going to get into to the roots of law of attraction, like really where it comes from. I'd love to talk about that for a little bit, but I've got Esther Hicks. I've got the law of attraction calendar every day on my desk, and I sort of give myself a bit of mind time. You know, I'm sort of feeding the vibration of my mind, and I thought it was so interesting today. So I'll read it because you just mentioned desire, and it's all about desire. It says, there's no desire that anyone holds for any other reason than that they believe they will feel better in the achievement of it. Whether it's a material object, a physical state of being, a relationship, a condition, or a circumstance, at the heart of every desire is the desire to feel good. And so the standard of success in life is not the things or the money. The standard of success is absolutely the amount of joy you feel. Yay!
I love it.
Yes.
Yeah, so, that's really the guide, right? Abraham Hicks talks about it all the time, that emotional GPS. And that's how you know if you're in alignment with what you're doing, thinking, saying, and experiencing is how you feel. And so important to really get into that feeling space, because you can know in any moment. You just have to check in and kind of see what's going on emotionally. And you know if you're really in alignment, moving towards alignment, or completely out of alignment. And then that's the message to start getting things more aligned.
If your GPS is saying, take a U-turn, go to the next turn and take a U-turn and go back to feeling good, because that's the barometer. You know, it's exactly the law of attraction. If you're feeling bad, basically, you are going to attract more of that, and life is going to show you the results of those feelings. I kind of like to think of it as, you know, when I was young, I loved show and tell. It was my favorite thing, you know, front of class, you bring in your whatever it is you're psyched about, and you tell them all about it, and they get to share in your excitement. But I sort of see the universe as a reverse. It's like tell and show. You tell the universe what it is you're putting out there, and it will show you exactly the manifestation of that. It will show you the representation of what you are telling it. So, you know, it's so much about feeling good. You know, are you telling the universe you want to feel good, you want success, you want ease, you want peace, you want balance, you want to be creative, and right, the universe is just going to show that back right at you. So
it's tremendous.
Yeah.
Because it really is like this whole life is a reflection of our thoughts and feelings and the vibration we're sending out, because we immediately start to receive the response from the universe, if you will, to our personal vibration. And so we start to see it, and the more time and energy and alignment, kind of smoothness we're able to create, getting that flow of going into the vortex, then we start to see things so much more often. And then it really gives us the faith and the belief to really continue the practice and deepen that practice.
Yeah, so many words you said, like flow and practice and deepen, they all take me back to meditation again. And when you say getting in the vortex, you know, that's where any meditation practice is that moment to sort of get in there and sort of take a look at what's going on in your mind stream. What are you actually putting out there to the universe? So, you know, when we come back, we're going to go to our first break. And Matt, you so beautifully described to Tim and I a few weeks ago the difference between a coach, between a life coach, a business coach, a happiness coach, and for instance, a therapist, something along that lines. And I think it's so clear that you're working with vibrations. So I'd love to talk a little bit about your coaching and the ways you use the law of attraction for coaching clients, coaching businesses. Because, you know, I know once or twice and only once or twice did I ever go to therapy and it just felt like going back into muck. It felt like, really, I want to spend an hour feeling awful? Not really. Can we come up with solutions and ways that I can feel better? And I think that's really made a paradigm shift of really realizing that, you know, there are certain modes of sort of clinging and examining and going, like, just keep rehashing the past. And a lot of people are moving away from that and moving towards people like yourself, which are coaches, life coaches. And I love that you're using the law of attraction. So we're going to go to a break, and when we come back, more with Matt O'Grady, life coach, author, and a man with great gratitude. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere, with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Hi, welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio. Today we are talking about the law of attraction. And we've got Matt O'Grady with us, and he's a business coach, a happiness coach, a success coach, and he uses the tools of law of attraction. So Matt, welcome back.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
Good to hear your voice loud and clear. We love clarity. That's a huge word with the law of attraction, right? Clarity.
Agreed.
So you use the law of attraction in coaching, in business coaching. I'd love to hear, first of all, before the break, we were talking about the difference between a coach and if someone is looking for, you know, to take their lives to the next level, to spiral things up, and they're looking for some outside help. You know, they might turn to, their a counselor, they might turn to a preacher, they might turn to a therapist, they might turn to a coach. So you, when last we spoke, made such a great case for a business coach or a life coach. Can you tell us again what that entails, like being a business coach or being a life coach? What's kind of the difference between being a coach and being a sort of a counselor or a therapist?
Sure. So just to share this piece, because I don't think we got into it last time. I did take years of grad classes to become a psychologist. I didn't finish because I realized I didn't believe in the whole, real philosophy that they were sharing, which was basically, we have these techniques that you apply to anyone and it's going to help them. And in my own experience with traditional therapists, it did not work the way that I hoped it would. So as I, you know, started to really look at the situation of working with a coach, and the reason I became a coach on the business side and on the personal side is because we're focused on solutions. That's absolutely what we care about. We care about progress. We care about channeling whatever work it is that we're doing towards the specific desires of the client. So as opposed to saying, hey, I know it all, you just come over here and I'm going to teach you my thing. No, we get to know our clients, figure out together as a team what's most important to them, because a lot of times they don't necessarily know. They just know that they're unhappy or dissatisfied or wanting more. So in the beginning, a lot of times it's really getting that clarity on understanding what's really most important to a person, and then start to come up with the focus on solutions, on the progress towards all these goals, achievements, desires, whether it's in relationships, whether it's in business, whether it's in a personal daily practice, all these different levels of life, but 100% focused on what they want, what means the most to them. So that's where the divergence really happens with traditional therapy is, I'm going to have you focus on the past of your childhood and all the problems and all your relationship issues and all the bad that's happened. And somehow out of all of that, I'm going to turn it in and help you feel better. But anyone who's been through traditional therapy knows that that is extremely painful. It's almost like a whole new trauma that you're often adding into the person's life energetically, which now then they have to deal with that. I can remember literally being in sessions, it would take me days to recover because I went so deep into my despair and depression, sadness, describing the details, reliving all the details, and then my mind circling with all those thoughts and feelings for days, sometimes weeks at a time. It was a whole new recovery process I had to go through. And what we say here is like, hey, we appreciate whatever you want to feel and think about and your past, but we're not going to focus too heavily on that. We may touch upon it. We may go there just to understand some details about your life and where you're coming from, where some of these patterns have been created. But the real idea in my coaching philosophy is, let's undo all the patterns that have proven that they don't work for you and they don't serve you. And let's start building some new patterns that do serve you based on that emotional GPS, your own intuition, and kind of your life unfoldment as we're working together. So that's really the short story there.
I love that. That sounds great. And you realize that the other system is really built on such limitation. It really, number one, it keeps you going back for more, because the more you feed into that negativity and these sort of old paradigms that haven't worked for you, the more you create those. And so that's why you see certain, I know people that were in therapy for many, 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 many years, and they actually had to get a divorce from it because it just actually in the end was too draining. Sure, they really knew every last detail of all the issues they've had throughout their whole lives, but there was never a great resolve. And I find that it's limiting. And when you look at this idea that, no, we can create something new, there's always this abundance for more. It's not like you're going to get better. If you're looking at it from the point of view of being a sort of a business coach and saying, well, you know, I want my clients to come back. I want to keep them coming back. Don't give them everything at once. But it's that there's abundance everywhere. There will always be more for your clients. You know, once you coach them and train them into greater abundance, there's always more and more and more, which is what I love about the law of attraction as well.
Without a doubt. I mean, I think it's something that we can always come back to. It's really the simplest realization about the law of attraction is what you focus on, you will receive. And so if you really take that idea and apply it, you start literally focusing on whatever it is you can realize in the moment that you want most, whether that's reading about it, whether that's watching videos about it, regardless of what it is. Because as you start to really experience this process, it really opens up everything. I mean, the Buddha said, all that we are is a result of what we have thought. The mind is everything. What we think, we become. So I'm a big fan of the Buddha, personally. I don't know about you guys, I'm assuming, right? You know, he kind of knew some things 2,500 years ago, and his wisdom is still unfolding before us with the millions of people that study his philosophy and teachings. And so I love to go there and really just take a look at what this, you know, giant of wisdom is sharing with us and really bringing awareness to how important it is to every thought that we continue to think. So if we have a negative thought, a sad thought, a depressing thought, or maybe even like a scary thought, there's no reason to get all caught up in it. Oh my God, why am I thinking that? I can't believe I'm a bad person. I have, you know, a shadow on my life. I'm in, you know, whatever the different things that I'm possessed. I mean, people come up with all sorts of things. No. You just had a thought. We could get them from out in the world. We could get them from our childhood. We could get them from watching a scary TV show, whatever it is. But the awareness and the realization that we have the power to choose what direction we go in with the next thought is where I think the practice gets really interesting.
Yeah, it's so much power behind that, that really we have the choice. We have free will. We have free will to choose a next thought, a next better feeling thought. And the Buddha's so right, you know, that's it. We're the result of what we have thought and what we're thinking. And obviously meditation is such an important part of that. It allows us really into our mind space, and we can, within meditation, then assess and ponder how did, you know, that negative thought feel? And it didn't feel very good. And can I give that some space? Can I sort of come up with some alternatives? Can I sort of create a new space, clean house, aligned to source, aligned to my higher self, and create some thoughts that have to do with positivity and potential? So I can imagine not only it being in meditation, but then taking perhaps what came to you in meditation to your coach, you know, to this person you're working with to help you stay aligned and help you keep that momentum going, must just be a wonderful success. I've got Tim for that, huh?
Oh, that's great.
he's my coach. But so I'd love to get into really, after the break, talk a little bit about what people can do. How can they utilize these tools? Just some real basics of how to get started utilizing this universal law of like attracts like. What you put out is what you get back. It sounds easy to do, but boy, I'm sure, as you know, Matt, people trying to put that in practice, you know, we can hit a bunch of little speed bumps. So when we get back, just some basics, some simple steps when we get back with Matt O'Grady on Spirit Fire Radio.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio. We are so happy you're with us today. We are talking about the law of attraction. We're on a break between meditations. We offer online free live online meditations through Spirit Fire, and we're in the middle. It's a 14-step practice, and we've finished one round. We take a few weeks off and let you settle into your sort of either refreshed or the new meditation practice and see what the universe shows you. So perfect time to be talking about the law of attraction, which basically says what you put out is what you get back. And we've got Matt O'Grady talking to us today. And he runs MattO'GradyCoaching.com. If you want to find him online, MattO'GradyCoaching.com. And Matt, welcome back. And we were just going to talk a little bit about some like law of attraction basics. What can people who are new or people who want a refresher, what are some basics? How do they really start to put this into practice?
Well, I think the main introductory process that I take people through is this awareness of that emotional GPS. That's really the first practice that I teach people is how to become aware of their thoughts and feelings. And in a very simple contemplative or meditation-like environment where you're just taking a few moments to notice what's happening inside. What thoughts am I thinking? What am I feeling? What do I want in this moment? How can I find relief and relax and let some of the stress and anxiety and some of the stuff that really covers up awareness, how can I just put that to the side for the moment and really see what's going on the inside? Because I really believe wholeheartedly that this whole life is an inner game, an inner experience. And our lives are essentially our insides pushed out. And that's kind of like the, you know, treating law of attraction as this thing that is 100%. And so as there will be no surprise, what I teach people how to do is live the practice of gratitude in their lives, because I found that it's a really simple path to happiness, as the title goes. So understanding what we've been given, whether it was years ago or in this very moment, like really simple things too. It doesn't have to be how somebody, you know, dedicated their whole lives to taking care of you. Obviously, that would be a wonderful thing. Like becoming grateful for whoever cared for you when you were a child is a really, whoever showed you kindness and compassion or nurtured you is a really wonderful practice to remember back to that nurturing and that kindness and that compassion and that love that was taken care of. Everybody has somebody at some point in their life that was kind to them, even if it wasn't our physical parents. There was somebody there and kind of tap. I get chills just talking about it, right? And there's just really beautiful energy that we start to vibrate when we practice gratitude. And then in the moment, there's a really wonderful opportunity to be grateful for. In this moment, I'm grateful that I have a voice that I can speak to you guys and send that vibration out and hope that all of this information is helping whoever's listening to it. And I'm grateful that I have a body and that I met you guys and that we're building this amazing connection and community of like-minded people. So all of a sudden you start this, as Abraham Hicks would call it, a rampage of appreciation in the moment. But for me, it's really still a gratitude practice, regardless of what you call it. It's focusing on what we want, which is to feel good and to feel better. And I start to teach people how to really build this pattern into their lives. So it's not like something that you just do in your daily practice where you say, okay, today I'm going to meditate, or today I'm going to do write in a gratitude journal. All of those pieces are really wonderful, but what happens is you start to live the practice in your life, in the moment as you're living it. And every once in a while, we need a reminder. We need to come back. We realize we're out of balance, out of alignment. And a really simple thing to do is to become grateful for the breath, because without the breath, we don't have life. The breath leads us to so many of the beautiful deep parts of ourselves, all of those, as it's spoken about, the many mansions, the many dimensions of who we are, who we really are as a human being that is spirit incarnated, that we're getting this kind of like beautiful opportunity to live as a soul here in a human body having this experience. And as we get really much more intimate with what's really happening in our existence, I find that these really simple practices of being grateful and appreciating the moment, appreciating the body temple and the breath and our senses, being able to see, hear, taste, smell, sensations, textures, temperatures, aromas, all of a sudden, all of our world just starts to become this playground of enjoyment. And so I'm just a really big fan of keeping it simple, but keeping it consistent so people start to treat it as a way of life, not just, okay, the 20 minutes a day that I'm practicing on myself or trying to understand what life is. That's beautiful and necessary. But I really believe that it starts to unfold in a much more kind of spectacular and profound way when it becomes a part of who we are.
Music to my ears. It is certainly spectacular. And I love that you bring it back to just simply, we all breathe. We've got breath. And if you can find the magic inside of the dynamic quality of the breath, there's so much there to appreciate. And the senses, you know, there's so much there for us to appreciate with our five senses. It's always available to us. So I love that practice of finding gratitude and appreciation within the small things and within the things that we all have readily available to us. So I'm curious, is this always a part of your coaching practice? Do you find that there will always be a moment with a new client where you'll say, okay, I kind of understand what you're going for. I kind of understand you. So, but let's talk about this for a minute. Does it come back to these laws usually?
It does. It does, because whether I actually use a lot of times, you know, my practice and teaching has evolved. So law of attraction isn't something that I'm always using that specific terminology unless I know that it's something they're comfortable with. but it's really the same. We call it the same under different names, whether you call it as above, so below, or, you know, if you knock, it will be open to you. I mean, there's so many different ways to kind of view the law of attraction from these great teachers from thousands of years ago, all the way through to, you know, the world today of, you know, the Louise Hayes and Wayne Dyers and Abraham Hicks and you know, the teachers from The Secret, et cetera. There's so much of an abundance of teachers that really were teaching the law of attraction, whether they use those words or not. But the simple practice of gratitude has really become a foundation. The art of appreciation and the practice of gratitude is a real foundational piece in my practice, because I find it's tremendously helpful to anyone who practices it with commitment, intimacy, and honesty. And all of a sudden, you become more focused. We're literally creating. I get into quantum physics, and I really love science too. So brain science is really exciting to me, and learning about neuroplasticity and how a gratitude practice and an appreciation practice literally changes the patterns in our brain so that they become more accessible to us. So the more we're grateful, the more we appreciate. Within moments, we're opening ourselves up to a world where there is more to appreciate. So why not live a life in that direction as opposed to seeing all the stuff that's wrong? Because it heals what's wrong without even focusing on what's wrong. It's absolutely just magnificent practice. And I get really excited about it, so forgive me for magnificent, but I can't help myself. It's kind of my passion just shining through here, because I've seen it so many hundreds of times change people's perspective. And when I get the feedback, Matt, I wake up every day and the first thing I do is find something to be grateful for. Thank you so much for that practice. It's like, hey, my pleasure. You know, it helped me, and I just hope that it continues to help people all over.
Well, and it creates a life that is a living gratitude. You become the living vibration of gratitude when you practice gratitude, when you wake up every morning and really just feel into what it is you're grateful for. You know, we've got the practice of living awareness. You know, we would love to see people become a living awareness, and you would love to see people become a living gratitude. I want to be on the same island as you and your peeps. You can be on the same island with us and our living awareness peeps, and I think we'd have really a great life. So
it's spectacular.
Your passion is great, and it is really about living it. And that's why, you know, we have so much in common in these conversations, because the essence is really not just about what you're learning and what you're processing and actually learning these facts, but putting it to practice, you know, taking it out of the, you know, out of the coaching session and out of the yoga class or off of the meditation cushion, and really applying it to your life so that you become, you know, a living, breathing vibration of gratitude and a living, breathing vibration of awareness. There's a couple things that I'd love to talk to you about. You know, some people say that basically what you're doing is always thinking about the good. Well, life isn't all good. You know, we learn through conflict. You know, we've all had hard times, and the hard times have helped us grow, but the hard times were there. You know, to avoid them and not think about them and not process them and always choose for a better feeling thought can sometimes feel like the ostrich putting its head in the sand. And are we actually avoiding negativity? Some would say, heck yeah. And, you know, what's going on there? So we're going to go to a break, and when we get back, I'd love to hear your take on, you know, are we ostriches with our heads in the sand, or are we just creating this really magnificent life where negativity is just not something that's really such a big problem? More when we get back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Welcome back. Today we're talking about the Law of Attraction on Spirit Fire Radio with our special guest, Matt O'Grady.
Yeah, Matt, right before the break, we were talking about putting your head in the sand. You know, the Law of Attraction always saying, well, think a better feeling thought, stay positive and you'll attract positive. And, you know, some people sort of say, well, life's not always that peachy. There's tough things that happen and sometimes I got to process them. I've got to work through them. So as a coach, you must have people coming to you with problems. Is it about, well, let's just push it aside and think of something better? Or is there really some processing through sort of some bad junk that you got to go through? How does that work?
Well, I think it's really important not to just shove that idea on someone who's never really experienced it before, right? Because it's abrupt and kind of shocking to the system. So what I do is I simply ask them, what feels best to you in this moment, right now? How would you like to approach this? You know, and with their feedback, I kind of gently, lovingly kind of bring them along to say, hey, you know, there's a couple other ways we can look at this. Would you like to explore that? You know, does that resonate with you? Would you like to see how I look at this situation or how I've looked at similar situations in my life? And all of a sudden, you just bring them there with compassion and care and nurturing. And all of a sudden, yeah, sure, of course I want to hear what your take is on it. Because this idea of sticking our heads in the sand is really interesting because it's the process that feels best to you that really intuitively you feel in alignment with. So I'm still the type of person that every once in a while something happens that I may not have enjoyed, but I feel like exploring it because I have the wisdom, if you will, to know that sometimes even though things don't feel great, there's a great lesson or there's a silver lining or there's some beautiful pearl that's been created even though it started off as a rocky piece of sand. You know, a diamond gets created through that pressure and through that, you know, process of going from coal to a diamond. So I think depending on what really resonates for us, there could be tremendous opportunities in investing some time and understanding what the process was like. Yet there's other people, and myself included, many times, especially these days, where I feel like, you know what? I don't feel like there's a lot for me to learn there. I understand what I need to. I'm super excited to put my rose-colored glasses on, stick my head in the sand, and feel the beauty and joy and goodness that's all around me. And that's where I want to keep my focus. And sometimes later on, days, weeks, or months, or at times years, it may come back to us. And intuitively, we can come back to any situation in the past and kind of open it up with compassion, understanding, and approach it in this real conscious way that it still can be helpful and beautiful to our lives, rather than saying, I'm just going to focus on what was terrible because it's true, because it happened. Damn it, I am going to focus on it. I don't really think that approach is ever really helpful.
Yeah, and it's really about perception, huh? And it's really how do you see that situation, and can you come back to it a little more evolved? Can you come back to it with a wider perception, a kinder, a softer, gentler? It kind of sounds like, you're taking your head out of the sand, as opposed to your head being in the sand, where the sand is gritting your eyes, and it's actually not such a great place to be. So.
That's right. And that's where the awareness is, right? I know that's a big part of your practice and what you teach. And I think it all starts there. It's really hard to be grateful, hard to be appreciative, hard to be connected to the alignment and understand what's going on in our emotions if we're not aware. So once we get that practice down and start to build that as a pattern in our lives, then we can start to choose through that checking in process of really where to go next. What's the thought? What's the feeling? What's the words that I want to say in this? What feels like the next best choice for my life in this moment?
Yeah, creating space. It's always so much about just creating space so that you can make those choices in an aligned state and in a place of power, you know, which is really in the now of knowing what it feels like to check in. So great words, very inspiring, Matt. And, you know, I want to tell our listeners that you have got your own podcast. You've been doing this radio show thing, this podcast thing for so many years. So I'd love for you to tell them a little bit about that. I mean, you're a pro. We're just hearing you, and him and I have done the thumbs up to each other at least five times through the show. So, you know, I want you to tell the listeners how they can tune into what you're talking about.
Well, it's very beautiful. I have a huge smile on my face. Thank you very much for those kind words. 6 years ago, my best buddy and I, we used to get together and talk everything spiritual, everything meditation, practice, law of attraction. And at that specific time, it was, I forget if it was right after The Secret came out, maybe a year or two afterwards. And so we're really hot on that topic and understanding the law of attraction and really wanted to create something that went really deep to explore it. And I had no idea at that point that I was going to become a coach, author, speaker, and kind of go in this direction. So over 6 years ago, we launched the Matt and Phil LOA show. And it was a podcast to just explore the practice of law of attraction, understanding. We talked about Abraham Hicks and all the great teachers, from the ancient teachers to the present day teachers. We've even done whole podcasts on The Secret itself and kind of analyzing and exploring the different techniques that a lot of the teachers share on the show or in their practice individually. And we just had a ton of fun and met so many great people, and we interviewed dozens of people, and we used to have call-ins and ask questions, and people would chat in questions, and we just really set up the show to explore something we were passionate about. In that process, I became a coach, and the whole inspiration to become a coach was from people asking these questions and saying, hey, Matt, I want to hire you to coach me or to take me through this process that you've learned. And I was like, but I'm not a coach. How am I going to do that? And all of a sudden, I just started doing some pro bono stuff. And I, you know, people would reach out and I'd say, hey, let's just hop on a phone call and we'll have a cup of coffee, or we'll get on Skype and just, you know, get to know each other. And I'm happy to share whatever I know completely free. And it was great. And I still do that these days, because not everybody has, you know, a couple $1,000 for a coaching package. I say, let's just get on a phone call. I do it all the time. So I'd like to put that out to your listeners. Anybody who's interested, just go to mattogradycoaching.com. A little pop-up will be there. You put in your email, you set up your time, and we'll set up a time to talk, because I love reaching out to the community and really getting voice to voice. Obviously, I can't physically be with everyone. But now it's evolved into the Matt O'Grady Coaching Podcast. And I just have a ton of fun exploring all the different coaching philosophies that I employ, and really a great way for me to stay in touch with my community.
How beautiful. And what I'm hearing is it was the law of attraction happening right in front of your eyes. You loved all this spirituality. You loved talking about it. You loved meeting with people. You loved solutions. And there you go. The universe provided you with an amazing career that you love, and a practice of gratitude. And there you go. Now you've got a book, author, going to be doing some great stuff in the fall. So it's just great, Matt. I mean, there you go. It's the law of attraction in action. I love to hear a beautiful success story. So again, I'm going to tell the listeners, mattogradycoaching.com. And I'll tell you, when you go there, you can get a preview of his book, Living Gratitude, which is a great book, such clarity, you know, wonderful experiences, personal experiences, and the ways that you've actually evolved and become the amazing human being you are today, giving so much back. We love to hear our guests on Spirit Fire Radio. So many people doing amazing things, giving great, great, you know, advice and just great vibration service out into the world. So, Matt, thanks for joining us, and thanks for all you do. We're so great to have you here.
Thank you, guys. It was a tremendous time, as always. I just want my last words to be to everyone that's listening, believe in yourself. You can do, be, have anything you want in this life. It's all possible.
Totally. I love it. We're going to end there. So spiritfireradio.com and spiritfire.com. If you want to learn about the practice of living awareness, we have a new round coming up. We're starting on June 6th on Monday, online meditations every morning, free every day. We love it. So we'll be back next week. We're going to have Donna Mitchell Moniak talking about the practice of living awareness before we start the next round. And join us next week. And Matt, once again, thanks so much. And listeners, we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Spirit Fire Radio. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern, for your weekly guide to meditation and living with awareness. Join hosts Tim Darter and Steve Kramer and discover the ways that consciousness is being cultivated in everyday life. Connect to your day in a whole new way and find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio. To learn more about Spirit Fire, visit spiritfireradio.com.